You know, I've given up my dream of, I don't think I'm going to end up looking like George Strait in my life.
Did you ever think you were?
And I also don't think I'm going to end up sounding like him. But can you imagine going through life and you have the ability to sing and sound like George Strait? What a golden ticket is that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, ran into as we were out getting ready for the big Strait tailgate and the pre-party on Friday out there at Will Rogers Center. Ran into the lead singer from tribute band King George, George Strait Tribute Band. Had a nice little chat with.
Oh, my name's Colton Sparks.
And you are the lead singer for King George.
King George Tribute Band, yes, sir.
The preeminent.
Yes, sir, the best one around.
See, okay, I think that's the full title, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's a big t-shirt, though. You can't fit it all on.
Right.
All right, when was the first time? How old are you?
I'm 26. I just turned 26.
Okay, that's not bad. How long have you been sounding like George Strait? I mean, you sound like yourself, but you know, it's... how would you describe it?
I've been playing with these guys for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. I did my own stuff before then. Then I met David, the steel guitar player, and he kind of got me into this band. So I've been doing it about 2 years now. So
Very good. All right. Is a big requirement for a George Strait tribute band to sound like George Strait?
Yeah, because we try to bring the sight and sounds. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing to try to give the crowd that experience as a George Strait show.
So who's the first person that ever told you that, yeah, oh my gosh, you are
here? It was David, the steel guitar player.
Really? Nobody up at that point? Like,
not really.
Like, what the heck were your parents doing? Or like, do you have siblings that were over listening? Nobody showed up at the shows?
No. They were there, but nobody ever mentioned that to me. So.
Oh, so it's worked out rather well.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I heard rumors. There was a really cool little anecdotal story in Alvarado last week or something like that.
It was Azel.
All right. Tell us about this. This is amazing.
So the Codigo bus, the tequila that George Strait owns, they showed up and presented me with a bottle of George Strait premium tequila.
And this was unsolicited?
I had no idea.
So how did they know?
I guess the word through the grapevine got around that we were playing there, and they just showed up. I guess they were in town for this show. So,
you know, if George, who I'm assuming then has heard you at somewhat capacity.
I think so. That's what we were told. We were told that George told that guy to give me the bottle of the tequila. So,
do you think George has ever been in one of your crowds?
I don't think so.
I mean, he's literally a block away.
A block away, yeah. That's kind of cool knowing that.
And cutting horses, and that's a thing, right?
Right.
What would you do if George just was like, hey.
I'd hand him my guitar.
Best answer possible right there. That is.
He does sound like him.
Yeah, even the speaking voice there.
Yeah.
Fantastic on stage, too. So big props to King George. Check out their stuff. I'm sure they're all over the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the whatnot as well on that. It was just a blast of a weekend start to finish, and including the real George there. Boy, George giving you a tequila because you sound like him? Boy, atta boy.